Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, December 25th, 2024.
CATL unveils revolutionary electric vehicle chassis. CATL, the world's leading electric vehicle battery manufacturer, has launched a groundbreaking chassis design for safety and efficiency. This innovative chassis can withstand frontal impacts at speeds of 120 kilometers per hour or 75 miles per hour, without the risk of fire or explosion, addressing critical consumer concerns about electric vehicle safety. Equipped with a battery that allows for approximately 1,000 kilometers or 621 miles of travel on a single charge, this chassis enhances the appeal of electric vehicles, making them more competitive with traditional gasoline cars. CATL has also cut the mass production timeline to just 12 to 18 months, a significant improvement over the previous standard of 36 months. The new platform, called Panzer, meaning bedrock in Chinese, is aimed at premium car manufacturers eager to accelerate development and reduce costs. Notably, Porsche has shown interest in luxury electric vehicle models based on this technology. Chun Zhao, president of Avatr, a brand co-owned by CATL, Chang'an Auto, and Huawei, has announced that Avatr will be the first to develop electric vehicles using this new chassis. Chairman Robin Zeng emphasized that this technology could lower the cost of developing a new electric vehicle from billions to just $10 million, allowing niche companies to achieve profitability by selling as few as 10,000 vehicles a year. This could open the market to new players in regions without established automotive manufacturers. Since 2020, CATL has been integrating batteries directly into the chassis and partnering with automakers like VinFast, BAIC, and NEDA to develop models based on this innovative platform. Currently, CATL holds about 37% of the global electric vehicle battery market share, according to SNE Research. This launch marks a major leap forward in the electric vehicle industry, showcasing CATL's commitment to safety, efficiency, and innovation in a rapidly evolving automotive landscape.
Biden's decision on U.S. steel acquisition. President Joe Biden is at a pivotal moment regarding the proposed $15 billion takeover of U.S. steel by Nippon Steel, Japan's largest steel producer. After the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, failed to agree on national security risks, Biden now has a 15-day window to decide whether to approve or block the deal. Biden has previously voiced his opposition during his re-election campaign, stressing the need to support American steel companies and workers. President-elect Donald Trump has also criticized the acquisition, claiming it could harm American interests. If approved, U.S. Steel would continue operating under its name and remain headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, while becoming a subsidiary of Nippon Steel, creating one of the largest steel producers in the world. Both companies are urging Biden to move forward, arguing that the deal would strengthen national and economic security through investment in manufacturing. However, the United Steelworkers Union has expressed doubts about Nippon Steel's commitment to preserving jobs at unionized plants. This proposed transaction has sparked concerns across party lines, reflecting a rare moment of bipartisan opposition. It has also strained relations between the United States and Japan. Recently, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba reached out to Biden, urging him to approve the deal to protect diplomatic ties. As the deadline approaches, Biden's decision will have significant implications for American jobs, international relations, and national security.
Political crisis in South Korea. Impeachment of acting President Han Duck-soo. On December 24, 2024, in Seoul, South Korea, the Democratic Party is moving forward with plans to impeach acting President Han Duck-soo. This comes after former President Yoon Suk-yeol's controversial attempt to impose martial law on December 3, which he argued was necessary for stability amid rising tensions. Following his impeachment by Parliament on December 14, Yoon was suspended from office. The Democratic Party, which holds a majority in the National Assembly, is weighing its options. DP floor leader Park Chan-dae announced that a decision will be made later this week. In South Korea, once an impeachment bill is introduced, it must be voted on within 24 to 72 hours. The political climate is tense, with the ruling People Power Party accusing the Democratic Party of trying to destabilize the government. An official from Han's office raised concerns that the impeachment could undermine international trust in the acting president system and negatively impact the economy. This situation underscores the ongoing struggle between the Democratic Party and the People Power Party as they navigate the fallout from Yoon's impeachment. The outcomes of these events will have significant implications for governance and economic stability in South Korea. What does this mean for the country's future?
China's bold economic move. In a bold move to revive its economy, China is set to unleash a staggering 3 trillion yuan, about 411 billion US dollars, in special treasury bonds next year. This unprecedented issuance aims to boost the economy as it faces significant challenges, including slowing growth and rising trade tensions with the United States. Following the 1 trillion yuan in treasury bonds issued in 2023, this new plan represents a major increase in economic support. The funds will enhance consumer spending, upgrade business equipment, and invest in innovative sectors. As the Chinese economy faces pressure from potential tariffs under the incoming U.S. administration led by Donald Trump, these government bonds are crucial for managing economic hurdles and promoting growth. While increased government spending may enhance consumer activity, concerns about rising debt and inflation could also arise. This strategy reflects China's commitment to tackling economic challenges and fostering growth. What does this mean for consumers and businesses in China? The implications could be significant.
Indian rupee hits record low amid economic pressures. The Indian rupee has fallen to a record low against the US dollar, now at about 85.21 Indian rupees for every 1 US dollar. This marks the sixth straight day of decline, driven by rising U.S. bond yields that make American assets more attractive. Importers in India are also increasing demand for dollars, putting more pressure on the rupee. India is facing a growing trade deficit, where imports exceed exports, alongside concerns about slowing economic growth. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, has stepped in to stabilize the currency, likely by selling dollars. However, analysts believe the RBI is more focused on reducing market volatility than defending a specific exchange rate, suggesting the rupee may continue to weaken. Dilip Parmar, a foreign exchange analyst at HDFC Securities, warns that the rupee could drop further, potentially reaching 85.50 Indian rupees to 1 US dollar soon. As the Indian markets close for the Christmas holiday on December 25th, trading may slow down. A weak rupee can lead to higher costs for imported goods, driving up inflation and reducing consumers' buying power. This situation highlights the challenges faced by emerging economies like India and how global financial trends can impact everyday life.
Major banks challenge Federal Reserve stress tests. Major banks and business groups have launched a lawsuit against the Federal Reserve, the Central Bank of the United States, and the U.S. District Court in Columbus, Ohio. They argue that the Federal Reserve's annual stress tests, which assess how well large banks can handle economic crises, violate legal procedures and lack transparency. The plaintiffs include the Bank Policy Institute, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the American Bankers Association. They claim that the methods used to set capital requirements are unclear and do not follow proper administrative processes. This lawsuit comes on the heels of a significant ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court that overturned the Chevron Doctrine, which previously required courts to defer to federal agencies' interpretations of ambiguous laws. This change raises questions about the regulatory power of agencies like the Federal Reserve. Rob Nichols, president and CEO of the American Bankers Association, expressed that the unclear nature of the stress tests undermines their effectiveness in evaluating bank strength. The banking industry has long criticized the subjectivity in these assessments. The lawsuit seeks to force the Federal Reserve to make its testing models public and open to feedback from the banking community. In light of recent legal developments, the Federal Reserve plans to revise the stress testing process ahead of the 2025 exams. However, the banking industry is moving forward with the lawsuit to ensure their concerns are addressed. This legal challenge reflects a growing trend among banks to contest regulatory practices, especially following Supreme Court decisions that limit administrative authority. The outcome could significantly impact how stress tests are conducted and the capital banks must reserve, potentially affecting lending and investment practices across the economy.
Christmas celebration amidst tensions in Syria. On December 24, 2024, Syrian Christians gathered in Damascus to celebrate Christmas Eve services for the first time since the recent overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad. This event brought hope to a community facing many challenges since the fall of the Assad regime. At the Lady of Damascus Church, worshippers of all ages held candles and sang hymns, creating a warm atmosphere despite the surrounding tensions. The service was held under tight security due to fears of violence against Christian sites. Pickup trucks from the ruling Islamist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, were stationed nearby, highlighting their control over the area. HTS, a jihadist group that emerged during the Syrian civil war, has a complicated history previously linked to al-Qaeda. Their leader, Ahmed al-Shara, has assured Christians and other religious minorities of their safety under HTS rule, despite past threats. In the days leading up to Christmas, tensions escalated. On December 18th, gunmen attacked a Greek Orthodox church in Halma, vandalizing graves and attempting to destroy a cross. This incident, along with the burning of a Christmas tree, sparked protests in Damascus, where hundreds gathered to denounce the violence and demand their rights. The situation for Christians in Syria remains unstable, with many expressing doubt about HTS's promises of protection. The history of religious minorities in Syria adds depth to this struggle, as Christians have faced oppression throughout the country's turbulent past. The events surrounding this Christmas Mass highlight the ongoing fight for religious freedom in Syria, serving as both a moment of joy and a reminder of the challenges that lie ahead for the Christian community. What does this celebration mean for the future of religious freedom in Syria?
Famine crisis in Sudan. Urgent humanitarian needs. Famine conditions in Sudan are worsening, with a recent report indicating that as of December 24, 2024, famine has spread to 5 areas and is expected to reach 5 more by May 2025. The situation is particularly severe in North Darfur, especially in camps for internally displaced people like Abu Shouk and Al-Salam, as well as in the Nuba Mountains. The Integrated Food Phase Classification, or IPC, confirms that famine persists in the Zamzam camp, which has been heavily impacted by ongoing conflict. Around 25 million people in Sudan, nearly half the population, urgently need food aid, a significant rise from 21 million projected just months earlier. This crisis has been worsened by a civil war that began in April 2023, displacing over 12 million people and disrupting food production. Jean Martin Bauer, Director of Food Security and Nutrition Analysis for the United Nations World Food Program, highlights the critical nature of the situation, noting that only 10% of people in affected areas received food assistance in the last 3 months. The Sudanese government has faced accusations of blocking humanitarian aid, claiming that IPC reports threaten national sovereignty. The IPC warns that famine conditions could spread to more areas in North Darfur, including Umm Qadada, Mellit, Al-Fashir, Tasha, and Aleh, by May 2025. The ongoing conflict between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces complicates efforts for humanitarian organizations to deliver aid effectively. The Sudanese government has suspended its participation in the IPC's monitoring system, further hindering efforts to tackle the food crisis. The rapid support forces have been accused of looting food supplies, while the government blames them for the challenges faced by aid organizations. This situation in Sudan is a stark reminder of the urgent need for international attention and support. The humanitarian crisis not only affects the people of Sudan, but also poses significant implications for global food security. As famine spreads, the international community must act to alleviate the suffering of millions in this war-torn country.
Moldovan President Maia Sandu's inauguration speech on energy crisis. On December 24, 2024, Maia Sandu was sworn in for her second term as President of Moldova during a ceremony in Chisinau. In her speech, she addressed the urgent energy crisis facing the nation, warning that gas supplies from Russia are set to be cut off starting January 1, 2025. This situation has led to an emergency declaration, highlighting the critical nature of the issue. Moldova is shifting its focus towards the European Union and NATO, moving away from Russian influence. President Sandu reassured citizens, saying, "A harsh winter is no secret. But dear people, we will get through it." Her message aimed to inspire hope and resilience as the government prepares to tackle these challenges. The energy crisis not only threatens the stability of Moldova, but also raises concerns about rising energy prices and social unrest. How the government responds will be vital in maintaining public confidence during this difficult time.
Turkey's minimum wage increase for 2025. On December 24, 2024, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced a bold 30% increase in the minimum wage for 2025, bringing it to 22,104 Turkish lira, or about $630. This decision follows the fourth meeting of the Minimum Wage Determination Commission, which sets wage levels in Turkey. Minister of Labor and Social Security, Vedat Isakan, stated that this increase aims to improve workers' lives and strengthen the economy. The government is focused on fairness in the workplace to support Turkey's growth. However, the Turkish Confederation of Trade Unions, known as TurkIS, did not attend the meeting. President Ergun Atalay had previously called for a net wage of 29,583 lira, which includes a 45% increase plus a 20% social share. This absence highlights ongoing conflicts between labor organizations and the government over wage negotiations. In 2024, the minimum wage was set at 17,002 lira, reflecting a 49% increase from the previous year. With the yearly inflation rate in Turkey dropping to 47.09% in November 2024, this wage increase is a crucial response to rising living costs. This announcement is part of a larger effort by the Turkish government to tackle economic challenges and improve living standards for workers. As Turkey navigates its economic landscape, the effects of this decision will be closely watched by businesses, labor unions, and the public. What does this mean for the future of workers in Turkey?
Israel confirms assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, has confirmed that Israel carried out the shocking assassination of Ismail Haniyeh, a key leader of Hamas, last summer. Haniyeh died in an explosion in Iran in July 2024, marking the first time Israel has openly acknowledged its role in his killing. Katz warned that Israel will take similar actions against the Houthi rebel group in Yemen, which is backed by Iran and has launched missile attacks against Israel. The Houthis, involved in a brutal civil war against Yemen's recognized government, have been active in the region. Recently, one of their missiles struck Tel Aviv, injuring at least 16 people. This incident highlights the rising conflict in the area. Israel is intensifying its military operations against the Houthis until the missile attacks stop. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas has deep historical roots, driven by territorial disputes and political power struggles. Haniyeh's killing could lead to even more conflict, raising questions about the future of the region. Will the international community step in to mediate this escalating crisis?
Far-right response to car attack at German Christmas market. On December 24, 2024, a heart-wrenching tragedy struck a Christmas market in Magdeburg, Germany, when a car plowed into a crowd, killing 5 people and injuring 200 others. The suspect, Taleb al-Abdulmohsen, a 50-year-old Saudi Arabian national, has been associated with far-right ideologies despite his critical views on Islam and immigration. This incident has ignited fierce debates about immigration policies and the rise of far-right movements across Europe. Members of the far-right party Alternative for Germany, known as AfD, have framed this attack as evidence of Islamist terrorism aligning with their anti-immigration stance. However, German Interior Minister Nancy Faeser stated that the motive remains unclear. Al-Abdulmohsen's complex views included criticism of both the Saudi Arabian government and Germany's immigration policies, complicating the narrative. The AfD, gaining traction amid rising discontent over immigration, has faced scrutiny for its response. Co-leader Alice Weidel called for enhanced security during a rally in Magdeburg where attendees shouted anti-immigrant slogans. This incident highlights ongoing tensions in Germany regarding immigration, job scarcity, and cultural shifts. The attack occurred against the backdrop of Angela Merkel's 2015 open-door policy, which allowed over 1 million asylum seekers into Germany.
This policy has drawn criticism from far-right groups blaming immigrants for various social issues. The rise of far-right parties in Europe, including the AfD, has been fueled by fears surrounding immigration and terrorism, leading to increased political division. Elon Musk, the billionaire tech mogul, has also weighed in, expressing support for far-right figures in Europe. His comments on social media have spotlighted the role of platforms like X, formerly Twitter, in shaping public opinion. This incident serves as a stark reminder of the complex relationship between immigration, political ideology, and social media in contemporary Europe. The implications may lead to stricter immigration policies and further societal division, making it essential to understand these dynamics in the ongoing debates surrounding immigration and extremism.
UN adopts cybercrime treaty. The United Nations General Assembly in New York City has adopted a new treaty aimed at fighting cybercrime. This innovative agreement strengthens international cooperation to tackle the rising dangers of online crime, including hacking, identity theft, and cyberbullying. As cybercrime increasingly threatens individuals, businesses, and governments, this treaty sets up a system for countries to work together effectively. With cybercriminals often operating across borders, collaboration is crucial. The impact of this treaty is significant. Individuals can expect better protection against online threats, while businesses may face new compliance requirements and a need for improved cybersecurity. Governments will need to adjust their laws to align with the treaty's standards for effective enforcement. This treaty is a vital step in the global fight against cybercrime, helping to safeguard citizens in our digital world.
Trump's plans for the death penalty. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, intends to direct the Justice Department to seek the death penalty for individuals convicted of violent crimes, such as rapists and murderers. This announcement comes after President Joe Biden decided to change the sentences of 37 out of 40 federal inmates on death row to life in prison without the chance of early release. Trump emphasized the need to ensure the safety of American families and children from violent offenders, stating he will take action as soon as he is sworn in on January 20, 2025. During his previous term from 2017 to 2021, Trump reinstated federal executions after nearly 20 years, while Biden halted them when he took office in January 2021. The contrasting approaches of Trump and Biden highlight the ongoing debate over capital punishment in America, a controversial issue filled with discussions about ethics, effectiveness, and the risk of wrongful convictions. As the inauguration approaches, the conversation around the death penalty is expected to intensify, raising important questions about the future of justice in America.
Mexico's central bank considers interest rate cuts. The Bank of Mexico is weighing potential interest rate cuts of 25 or 50 basis points in its upcoming February 2025 meeting. Deputy Governor Jonathan Heath shared that this decision will depend on the economic climate at that time. The bank has already lowered rates by 25 basis points since starting an easing cycle in early 2024. Heath noted that larger cuts could be possible as inflation continues to drop. However, he expressed worries about rising uncertainty in trade relations with the United States. President-elect Donald Trump has promised a 25% tariff on goods from Mexico unless significant actions are taken to address drug and migrant flows. Currently, the standard interest rate is at 10%. Analysts predict the Mexican economy will grow by just 1.12% in 2025, down from an estimated 1.6% in 2024. Inflation is expected to close at 3.8% by the end of 2025, a decrease from 4.37% in 2024. Heath attributed this slowdown to cautious behavior from the private sector amid an uncertain economic environment and strict budget policies. While discussions about rate cuts are on the table, Heath believes a reduction larger than 50 basis points is unlikely. The central bank aims for a balanced monetary stance and full economic expansion by 2026, provided no major shocks occur. This situation highlights the delicate balance the Bank of Mexico must maintain in response to both domestic economic conditions and external pressures from U.S. trade policies.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.